Pittsburgh Steelers fans, it is time once again for another edition of Pittsburgh Steelers Fact or Fiction. My name is Brian Anthony Davis from BehindTheSteelCurtain.com, and as always, I am here to have this exercise with you. I do it every single week, whether it's in-season or the off-season. It could be preseason. It could be the holiday season. Christmas Day, we are going to have a fact or fiction, and what do here? We take a statement, more like a bold statement, and we label it as fact or fiction. So if you think I'm right on, that's cool. It's a fact. If you think it's a bunch of hooey, then you're not agreeing when I say it's fiction. So that's what we're looking at here. So let us give this a whirl. And there's always something to talk about when you're talking about the Pittsburgh Steelers. But you know, the inquiries surrounding the black and gold are definitely ever evolving. This week, no exception. With David Carr, yeah, that guy, he's at it again. He's blasting the Steelers. And the future of the quarterback position being discussed yet again. It seems like maybe we should go back to the 1990s, the late 90s, for Semisonic. And we will make that the theme for Fact or Fiction this week. So the musical selection will be Closing Time. Let's give those lyrics a gander. Here we go. Closing Time. Open up all the doors and let you out into the world. Closing Time. Turn all the lights on over every boy and every girl. Closing Time. One last call for alcohol, so finish your whiskey or beer. Closing Time. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. I know who I want to take me home. Take me home. Closing Time. Time for you to go out to the places you will be from. Closing Time. The room won't be open till your brothers or your sisters come. So gather up your jackets, move it to the exits. I hope you have found a friend. Closing Time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end. You can ponder the significance or wonder whether these lyrics are really related here. I kind of think they are when we're talking about the quarterback situation, or maybe something else. Or maybe I just wanted an excuse to listen to some one-hit wonders from the 1990s. You know, this song, Fact or Fiction, this song is about closing a bar and you going home. Closing Time for the bar. Fiction. It's actually about the lead singer and the writer of the song having a baby. And his old life is over, and his new life is about to begin. Very interesting. So there you go. A little extra bonus with Fact or Fiction. So here we go. BTSC is going to try to answer some of the poignant wonderings ahead of time. Will we be on point? Only time will tell. Fact or Fiction number one. The Steelers can ride Ben Roethlisberger while not ignoring the quarterback position's future. Fact. Ben Roethlisberger, you know, he's had an incredible football career in Pittsburgh since being drafted in the first round of 2004. Now, we know that Roethlisberger owns most of the passing records in hypocycloid history and is being counted on to continue to be a number one guy for the Steelers. If there's any hope of winning that third championship and keeping that championship window open for everybody, and I'm talking everybody, even the big fat linemen, to climb through. As far as I'm concerned, the future with number seven as an esteemed alumnus shouldn't interfere with 2021 at all. But it's still a big issue. People are thinking about who the next signal caller for the Steelers is going to be. You know, it's going to happen. Here's my solution. The Steelers have Mike Sullivan as a quarterback's coach. And you know, I don't think he really needs to have to pay too much attention to Ben Roethlisberger. What if Ben Roethlisberger's the quarterback all season, tries to get you that gold once again? Well, not really gold. It's a silver trophy, but championship gold. Yeah, I'm still a WWE guy. Talk about stuff like that. So maybe if Sullivan focuses on the development of guys like Dwayne Haskins, Joshua Dobbs, and Mason Rudolph, week in, week out, well, the future can be worked on now. And you don't have to stop trying to win a championship. Maybe when it's time for Ben to hang him up, those guys step right in. Fact or fiction number two, Najee Harris's work ethic isn't that much of a reason for excitement. Come on now, that's fiction. Ben Roethlisberger has joked about the fact that running backs coach Eddie Faulkner told Najee Harris, who would not stop working at OTAs, that come on, man, it's time to go home now. Hey, closing time? We just talked about quarterback closing time. Here's more. Closing time. This is really a supersonic fact or fiction, I guess. How about that? This in no way is to say that Faulkner is lazy. No, he's a coach. Coaches like to work. But they also, when the day is over, they want to go home to their families. The day was over. Najee Harris is not ready for days to be over and practices to be over. But Najee Harris has an invaluable work ethic, and it's going to rub off on every single player in the organization. It's going to rub off on coaches too. Coaches love this stuff because they know when they have a player like this that they are going to get everything out of everybody else. With a great will to win and not having a time limit on dedicating himself to his craft, the investment that the Steelers made on the Alabama star is already paying off. So this is definitely reason for excitement in Steeler Nation. Fact or fiction number three, the Steelers are overestimating the ability of one Chukwuma Okorafor. Fiction. For the time being, and probably for the remainder of 2021, Chukwuma Okorafor, yeah, that's his name, will be the starter at left tackle for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I think the Steelers are really counting on this. You know, I'm kind of counting on it. The Steelers need Chukes to hold down the position, and they've shown great belief in the fourth-year man. I haven't always shown that belief in Chukes, but I know for this to work out, Chukes needs to be the guy this year. They see him day in and day out and know what they have in him. Us on the outside, come on, we're seeing something differently, but we're also discounting his decent performance in his career here. Dave Schofield, he badgers me all the time about this, and I think he's right. Chukes is a lot better than I think he is, and the Steelers know that, so that's great. So let's let the Steelers evaluate the talent, and maybe we should just cheer and hope that they're right. Fact or fiction number four, probably my favorite one for the day. David Carr is doing the Steelers a huge favor. Fact, David Carr, this guy was selected first overall in the 2002 NFL draft. This guy's been a punching bag for the other 31 franchises in the league. Man, they beat this guy up. I mean, he had no line. He was the quarterback of an expansion team and set a record for being sacked. That's how much this guy was hit. I admire the fact that he kept getting up. Now, as an analyst for the NFL Network, Carr is doing the punching. And, you know, for some reason, his target is often the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, I've never had a problem with that. Now, I could care less about a member of the media constantly criticizing my team of choice. In fact, I really encourage haters. Carr's criticism of Roethlisberger, Tomlin, and the team in the past, that's fine. When you play in this league, you're open to getting railed on. But when Carr stated this week that the Steelers will get rolled out of Buffalo, I got to tell you, I almost sent this joker a thank you email. That's motivation. When the Steelers are an us against the world team, they are so much better. Line up the naysayers. Give them carte blanche to place chips on the collective shoulders of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And it's going to work out perfectly. Fact or fiction number five, Minkah Fitzpatrick is emerging as the leader of the defense for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Fact, Minkah Fitzpatrick had his fifth-year option picked up earlier this spring to the surprise of absolutely no one. Everybody thinks this guy's a superstar. I think this guy's a superstar, and that's a good thing. His two All-Pro seasons since being traded to the Men of Steel have been marvelous. But think about this. Do you realize that Fitzpatrick has never really had a true training camp for the Steelers? Nor has number 39 played a preseason game. Not at all. Not as a black and gold guy. Now he's going into his fourth NFL campaign. Minkah is finally going to have an opportunity to play in a full training camp the way it's supposed to be in Latrobe. He's going to play in preseason games. He is a full-fledged member of the Pittsburgh Steelers. Not saying that he wasn't, but this is his time that he's entrenched now. He really is. Now, he also has the opportunity to take the reins as a leader for the Steelers on the field and off of it. Minkah is saying all the right things right now in interviews. He is thrilled that the Steelers picked up his option. Why is he thrilled? He should have known that, but that shows me a lot about this guy. He's exhibiting all the skills of a team captain. His play on the field, well, we know it's great, but his locker room demeanor seems to be that of a team first guy. Minkah is huge. He is one of the great leaders for the Steelers. Not discounting anything that Cam Hayward does, but on that defense, you need Minkah to be a leader with Cam, and you need more of a leadership role out of TJ Watt. So Minkah, you keep it up. You are going to be the sounding board and the man for that defense. That's going to be huge. So that's it for Fact or Fiction. Were we on point? Only time will tell. My name is Brian Anthony Davis, and I love the Steelers, and you need to check us out here every single week. If you're not, you are missing out, and that's a fact, Jack.